Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is very nearly time for that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
So today is April 20th. 420 in other parts of the world.
That's right.
Celebrated for other kind of reasons. Today, though, ladies and gents, is our one-year anniversary, our one-year birthday, whatever you want to call it. It's been 1 year since we got into the studio first, decided to give birth to the baby that is TTON,
mm-hmm.
and the demon that is Smarty Pants.
Right? That's right.
It's been with us all the way for over a year. So in tonight's show, we thought we'd do something a little bit different. And if you're not with us down at Apex Lounge at Zouk, you're going to be listening to this show and missing out a little bit. So you've got best of both worlds. We've still got a giveaway.
Yeah.
You still got a chance to win something, but you're not out partying with us, which is a shame.
But
however,
it's okay.
Yeah. However, yeah, we have a giveaway. So Adeline will tell you what it is a little bit later on. And as usual, 016-201-9000. Ding, ding, is the number to remember.
Where's the bell?
I know, the bell's somewhere else. If you want to take part in the giveaway. Now, so what we're going to do, this is how it's going to break down, I'll tell you now. At the beginning of the show, the first segment, we're going to be talking to Farah Ann,
mm-hmm.
because it's just one of those pieces where you listen to it, and by the end of it, it's probably the most energetic introduction to any show that we've done.
Mm.
I felt tired just talking to her. Then we're going to play some of our favorite clips from some of our favorite interviews. Then we've got some Smarty Pants, of course. And then, of course, we're just going to have a very quick wrap-up. So that's how it's going to work. All right, folks?
Cool.
Yeah, all right. So enjoy the music. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, of course. It is that time of night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
If you didn't already know and you missed the setup, it is our one-year birthday today, our one-year anniversary, whatever you want to call it.
Happy birthday to T-O-N.
Exactly. Ding, ding, ding. We needed the bell, really, didn't we? Somebody's stolen our bell, folks. Can you believe that? They've taken our bell away from us.
It's at the venue. It's at Apex Lounge.
It's at Apex Lounge with us tonight. If you're not there, again, you are missing out. So, we started off this show with a few basic ideas. We wanted comedians, we wanted musicians, we wanted athletes and one thing or another.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day we happened to get hold of Farah Ann. And it was one of those interviews where in the first 4 or 5 minutes, it was very clear that this girl is super, super busy, right?
Super. I mean, I think it's just, I think it's a schedule. It's
yeah.
just so tiring. Back to back, like 6 days, 6 to 7 days.
Right.
Week, non-stop training. I'm like, just listening to it just makes me feel
tired.
Tired.
Right,
exhausted.
Exactly. So enjoy this little clip of Farah Ann. You can hear me and Addy interjecting every now and again. And we'll be back after this. Don't go anywhere, folks. Right back. Good evening. It's us. We're back.
We're back.
It is almost time. It is time for that time of night here on BFM 89.9. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm joined in the studio by
Adeline Chung.
And our guest this evening is Farah Ann. Welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Thank you for coming.
No, thank you for inviting me.
She's nervous, by the way.
Are you nervous? What are you nervous about, exactly? Sitting next to Adeline, she can get a bit talkative sometimes, you know.
Yeah, she's
yeah,
so
but
pretty.
I don't bite.
She is, right?
I
yeah.
don't bite.
Right.
Aww.
She's just trying to score more points on Smarty
Pants. I know,
Bands
she's trying to get you know, answers from me.
Yeah. Oh, really? Are you trying to cheat already?
Yeah.
That's not right, is it? That's not right. Now, Farah, how have you been?
I've been good. I've been training and training.
And training.
Yeah.
And training.
And training. And basically that's all I do.
That's all you do. How is it every day? Is it every other day? How does it work?
I train 6 days a week.
Six?
Yes.
Oh my word.
Sunday is a rest day. 3 times a week I train double sessions. If double sessions, I train one session about an hour and a half, then the second session is 4 hours, and then one session is 4 hours, and Saturday train morning.
Okay,
Let's just rewind a little bit. Let's try and comprehend those numbers.
Yeah, that's not even, if I'm studying, then I add in about 2-3 hours of study time.
Do you ever feel as though you're not doing enough?
No.
We're not accomplishing enough?
I feel so
enough?
Guilty.
Like, I mean, seriously, how much do you have to eat to have that amount of energy? Seriously. How many calories per day?
Actually, I don't know how many calories. It's, basically, I eat 3 times a day, like normal people.
Like normal people.
Yeah.
Normal people, right.
Like
okay.
Normal people. Yeah. But basically, I just eat breakfast, lunch, and I have a bit of snack before training, yeah. And then I have dinner. And yeah. But basically, I've been doing this since high school. Right. I went to Bukit Jaya Sports School. Mm-hmm. But that was a bit more hectic because I started training at 7, finished at 8:40, started class at 9:30, finished at 2:40, had training at 3, finished at 7, had night classes from 8:30 and to 10, and did homework, and then I slept.
But do you have to be cautious in terms of the food that you take?
Right now, because I train at Majlis Sukan Negara, and we have Institute Sukan Negara, and they actually provide food there. We have a food court where we go and eat. So basically, healthier dietary intake, carbo, protein, fruits, vegetables, water, and sometimes before training, I like banana because it has a lot of energy.
It's energy in a yellow skin.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. She's tiring me out already.
I know.
Right? Okay then, so that was our little clip of me, Addy, and Farah Ann. The two of us were like completely exhausted by the end of it. And we thought we had a busy schedule, right? But this girl, she did
talk
really well.
Talk about busy, you talk about businessmen, businesswomen being busy in the corporate world, but no, man.
No. Be an athlete. That's how to get busy. Right, we're going to wrap up giveaway time. 016-201-9000. Answer this question for us.
All right, we're giving away 50 ringgit vouchers, all thanks to My Burger Lab. So if you want to win, just answer this question. Tell us Popeye's chicken is named after a character from which movie? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Ding, ding, ding. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well.
Okay, coming up after the break, we've got Miss Malaysia's, we've got radio hosts, we've got comedians, magicians, and we've got what our first show sounded like. Just a little bit. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
So, folks, giveaway time, 016-201-9000. If you are taking place in the giveaway, answer this question for us.
Tell us, Popeye's chicken is named after a character from which movie? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well. We are giving away 50 ringgit voucher, all thanks to My Burger Lab.
Yes, right then. So, towards the beginning of the show, almost a year ago, we had a big scoop and we managed to get Vanessa Tevi, who was then Miss Universe Malaysia, freshly crowned, into the studio. She'd had a whole bunch of interviews previously. We managed to get her into the studio and this is what happened. And we're back. It is, of course, that time of night here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station. I'm Richard Bradbury. Over there is David Burry.
Hello.
Over there is Adeline Chung. What are you giggling at? What are you giggling at?
Nothing. Giggling at you. I'm Adeline Chung, by the way. And we have Vanessa Tevi in the house.
We do. Yeah. It's got warm in here. Mm-hmm. What's going on? Oh, we have something.
You're a bit flustered.
There's an insect running around in the studio. It's not exactly what we need right now. No. Things are going a little crazy. Shall I switch off these microphones so you can scream?
I kind of need a picture of this right now.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have some kind of insect in the studio. It's a crisis. But if you want to get in touch with the show, please do drop us a tweet. You can get us at BFMTTON. And of course, if you want to call us or drop us an SMS at 016-201-9000. There you go. Adeline.
Yes.
Did you kill it? So it's still around.
You get petted on the phone if you kill it, you know.
No, I didn't kill it.
Vanessa was just like looking around the floor. She's like, where's that bug?
You know what's funny?
She's trying not to scream.
On every show I went for, they were like trying to scare us with bugs. But this show, there's no bugs on purpose. And one just shows up. It's like, oh my God.
It's only the best of the best here, Vanessa. How embarrassing was that, right?
I think that was the best interview ever that we've ever done.
So,
I mean, like, how, I mean, what are odds of, you know, a cockroach would fly into
your
studio?
I know, it's so
embarrassing. It just landed right in front of me and Vanessa. The thing is, we as girls, you know, usually girls would scream, or even guys.
Yeah.
But we just didn't do anything. We just pulled our chairs back.
Me and David Bury at the time were hoping that something drastic and there was going to be screams and everything. There was
nothing.
That was a shame.
Well, I mean, I think because we knew that we were on air. That's
true.
All we did was just...
Right. Crazy. That was Vanessa Tevi. Now, it came to a period of time where we seemed to be inviting almost every single Red FM DJ in, or any single other DJ from any of the other stations in to do our show with us.
Yeah.
Because they had a bit of free time, right?
Much free time now, I reckon.
Yeah. And the one person we wanted to get, and was very difficult to get, was JJ. He came into the studio, we had a good old chat, and he told us about some of the plans that he'd got.
Joining us in the studio this evening is a voice you might be familiar with.
Might? Really?
Of course. That laugh indeed, if you don't know the voice. JJ.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. Welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's
how have you been? A little quiet recently.
Definition of quiet, please. Quiet on radio?
That could be it.
Quiet on radio, yeah, but I have never been quiet in my life.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's part of the job, right?
Actually part of life, because that's how I am. The trick is not to get me started talking, because getting me to shut up, that's the hard part. Good luck after that.
What have you been doing?
Me? Basically, trying to figure out myself, trying to do something. I started something on my Facebook page. And I'm just talking every morning. It's called... I didn't know what to call it, so I called it Table Talk in the Car.
Right.
So it's basically me being able to talk about anything I want, but the trick is there's no restrictions because it's my own Facebook page.
Correct.
So I can literally say whatever I want.
Right.
So, and I was thinking of a name, so I decided, you know, in Malaysia, hey, Table Talk, come sit down. Table Talk. So... Table Talk. And I didn't want to do it in my house because I didn't want you to come in my house. So I decided to bring you in my car. So it was a Table Talk in my car. And I did it for fun. Uh-huh. And then now everybody says do it every day. So every weekday for 10 minutes, I just rant. Not rant, lah. Just have a open discussion about things.
And of course, you're not limited to time restrictions. You're not limited to topics.
Nah.
You can do whatever you want.
Exactly.
How does that feel? You know, it's a kind of...
Liberating!
I bet.
Really fun.
I bet.
You should try it one day.
Yeah, we tried. We keep getting slapped on the wrist. So, as you can see, JJ, his normal, untalkative self.
Well, he's like a father, right?
He's like a little dad. He's like somebody who has to give you advice and tells you how things are.
Which was good.
It was really good. And it was really nice to sit and have a chat with him. Now, as you know, we've had comedians on, lots of them. Many, many, many comedians,
too
right?
Too many.
Now, there was one guy that came in whilst I was on leave somewhere. And you and David Chu interviewed him. Ross Stevenson.
Correct,
right?
The Afro guy. How can you miss him?
Well, this was the thing, right? So when I was listening back to that show and you're talking about him and his Afro and the comb in the back of his hair, right? Already painting a picture for me. But it's when he tries to do his magic trick on you.
It didn't work.
That was it. Don't give it too much away. Have a listen to this, though. I mean, this is a guy who's a comedian and a magician, and he tries his magic tricks on both David and Adeline. This is the result.
Hey, it's that time of night. Hi, I'm David Chu.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
And our guest for this evening that we have in the studios with us is...
Ross Stevenson. Hey, guys.
Hello. Mr. Afro.
Yeah, man.
Mr. Afro. If you can see him right now, he's got a huge Afro. Ross.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, he has a comb behind his head.
Oh, it's always there. It has to be stuck there. Otherwise, the whole universe goes out of balance.
Is that the only... Oh, yeah, he's combing his hair right now.
Can you
now.
Hear it on radio?
Oh, no.
That's the sound of someone's Afro being combed and well-maintained.
How many times do you have to comb your hair?
I lose count every day. Just regularly, I just have to comb it. And
even when you go out on a date?
Even when I go out on a date. Yeah. The first trick I learned was, involving cards. I wish I could show it on radio, but I can't. I could try one, though, verbally. Let's see if it works on both of you. Okay, all just right, focus.
Right. Okay.
Let's try. All those listening can try. Okay, just listen in. Okay. What's 2 plus 2?
4.
What's 2 times 3?
6.
What's 5 plus 5?
10.
Okay, I want you to think of a color and an item that you can buy at a hardware store. Think about it now. Okay. Are you thinking of a red hammer?
Oh my god!
No lie.
Adeline, what were you thinking of?
No. I was thinking of a blue saw.
Blue saw, okay.
Red plier.
Red plier. Okay, close.
That was not bad. Actually, it was also because of the color of your...
Yeah, I know.
No. Oh, the color of my jacket has nothing to do with the magic trick involved. Nothing at all.
Now, I suppose what we should do then is, being as it is our birthday show, we should probably let people have a quick listen to how our first show started. Now, here's the thing in radio, folks. I'll let you into a little secret. It's normally expected that the first show will not go as planned. Mm-hmm. Something will go wrong. Here's what happened on our very first live show. Have a listen.
The headlines and market news are brought to you from the resources of Bloomberg, Reuters and Bernama. I'm Keith Kam. You are now up to date on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, I'm Ezra Zayed.
Good evening, I'm Caroline Oh.
And coming up right after this is That Time of Night with Richard Bradbury.
That's right, keep it locked on to BFM 89.9.
So as you can hear, that wasn't our introduction. There was a whole bunch of silence.
Wasn't planned.
Before we came back, and then it was a very quick, this is what's happening. One of those moments where you're like, are we doing the right thing, right?
How long didn't you panel?
It's been a while.
Well, it's not your fault then.
Exactly.
Technical issues.
Paneling and hosting and doing all the other stuff, that was kind of difficult. Anyway, enough about that. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. We are over at the Apex Lounge at Zouk. We are celebrating our one-year birthday party. But for those folks that can't make it tonight, we do have a giveaway as usual. 016-201-9000. We're giving away a 50 ringgit voucher from our friends over at My Burger Lab. This is the question you need to answer.
Now, Popeye's chicken is named after a character from which movie? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
All right then, folks. We will be back with the beast after the break that is Smarty Pants and how things went from nice and relaxed to quite intense very quickly. We'll be featuring Dr. Jason Leong. We will be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere, folks. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
If you're only just joining us right now, it is our one-year birthday special. We've got some of our favourite clips from the last year of the show. Some of our most intense clips, some of our most embarrassing clips. All of this stuff you're going to hear right now. We're putting it all out on the table. You kind of can say that we are breaking the fourth wall of radio. Now, we created this little thing called Smarty Pants at the beginning of the show. And it was kind of an idea to have a bit of fun and, you know, not take things too seriously.
And little did we know
that some of our guests are far more competitive and
took it very seriously.
And argumentative than others. But it was a great piece of radio. It was a lot of fun. We had Dr. Jason Leong on, and he had set into some kind of competition with Bijou where they were kind of head-to-head, and he was saying how much better than he was, and one thing or another. So, I'm going to play the full clip of the whole Smarty Pants segment with Dr. Jason Leong, and of course, what happened after we came back and he got his results. Have a listen. Okay, Jason. We're at that point, you know.
Okay.
It is time for
Smarty Pants.
Those weird sounds are what you hear. That is Dr. Jason warming up.
Right.
Right. Dr. Jason Leong, you have...
We need a picture of
him. We do. We have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you possibly can.
Okay.
If you can't answer, please press or say skip.
Say skip.
Okay.
Can I say pass?
You can say pass.
Yeah. Pass, okay.
Your time starts now.
In 1982, Eddie Murphy made his big screen debut in the film 48 Hours. Who was the other main actor?
Pass.
True or false? Most lipstick contains fish scales.
True.
John Cleese of Monty Python famously studied at Cambridge University. With which degree did he graduate?
Arts degree.
What degree?
No, mind.
Who was the first non-human to win an Oscar?
A dog.
Which comedian was the voice actor for Buzz Lightyear in the Toy Story movies?
Tim Allen.
David Hasselhoff starred as a lifeguard in which 90s TV show?
Baywatch.
What is the capital city of Finland?
Helsinki.
In the Beatles, what was Paul McCartney's main instrument?
Guitar.
Bruce Jenner is famous for being part of a very popular reality show. What's the name of the show?
Keeping Up the Kardashians.
Sean Penn was famously married to which musician?
Jennifer McCarthy.
Who was Matthew McConaughey's co-star in the TV show True Detective?
Pass.
A human forearm is made up of two bones. What are they called?
Radius and ulna.
What is the name given to the soft spots of a baby's head?
Fontanelle.
Correct. Which country is the biggest coffee producer?
Indonesia.
What is the name of the Foo Fighters' most recent album?
Alamak, pass.
What year will be the next leap year?
2016.
How many planets are there in our solar system?
Wait, recently? Nine. No, wait, it's Pluto is back as a planet.
Fuchsia is a shade of which color?
Red.
How many colors are there in a rainbow?
Seven.
Gorillas in the Mist starring Sigourney Weaver is based on which zoologist's life?
Pass.
Which Malaysian state's name when translated into English names, English means silver?
Perak.
What is the capital city of New Zealand?
Auckland.
Wellington. Which river divides Dublin, Ireland?
Ayo. Pass.
How many pennies make up an English pound?
100.
On average, how many milliliters are in the soft can drink?
250.
Who is the current president of France?
Pass.
On which continent is Timbuktu?
Africa.
To who is the phrase "I think, therefore I am" attributed to?
Descartes.
In what year did the Apollo 11 mission land on the moon?
1969.
Which country spends 6.6? Which country spends 6.6 million squares? No, sorry. Which country spends 6.6 million square miles and is the largest country by landmass?
Say again. Sorry.
Which country spans 6.6 million square miles and is the largest country by landmass?
Greenland.
No. Incorrect.
So, David, how well did Dr. Jason Leong do?
I think I want to let him suffer for a bit. Is there a break that we can go to?
I think I just got 10.
There's a break right now. Coming up, we have some advertisements. Then we got a song. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere. We'll let you know how well Dr. Jason Leong. Now, some of these tweets are saying, I think Bijou's new song will be about a doctor losing a pop quiz. Funnily enough, Bijou has also tweeted saying, quote, I will crush her. She will be very sad. And her response is, eat your pants.
Are you ready, Jason?
Tell me how many points I got.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready before I... How many points I got?
Can I just say, Jason, before you interject,
right, that that's right.
The Sorry. Judge's decision is final?
No, I understand. I totally understand. Okay. I totally understand. Judge's decision is final. How much did I get?
You got...
13?
14.
14. Whoa! Okay. Now, okay, I just want to say something. Okay, question number 17. How many planets are there in our solar system? Okay, in the beginning, there was 9. After that, Pluto was degraded because it was deemed too small and didn't behave like a planet. So it's 8. But recently, Pluto has been reinstated. Therefore, I said 9. I should get that one. That's 15. Okay.
Wait a minute. What happened to judges were final?
No, this is facts. These are facts.
No, I'm going to take that paper off.
Okay,
of him, okay?
What? Okay, no, I'm not a sore loser. Now, fuchsia is a shade of which color?
Fuchsia,
okay? And the answer is pink. I said red. Pink is a shade of red.
I ain't gonna go there.
Okay.
I ain't gonna go there.
When you're a kid, right? When you have no pink color pencil, you color red, and then you take the white color pencil and you shade and you get pink.
Okay.
See, Jason is not agreeing to.
We have to wrap up very quickly. Jason, I'm sorry.
Thank
14
you.
It is. 14 is gonna
Thank
stay.
You guys.
3 points
Thank
away
you.
From Bijou.
Can I just Thank say, you. Please, Bijou, if you're still listening, please make fun of Jason Leong for the rest of his life.
Bijou, you are the superior pop quiz master.
Absolutely. So clearly, Dr. Jason Leong was not happy with his
clearly
Smiley
wasn't.
Bench results, you know?
And after that, he actually posted on Facebook, spammed us, right? Trying to tell us, like, you know, I think there were a few questions about the colour.
There was a question about colours, there was a question about a planet, there's something else. And to be fair, and in Jason's defence, questions since then have been a little easier, I would say. Mm-hmm. And there's more opportunity for multiple choice. Mm. Jason back then didn't really have much of a multiple choice opportunity. However, if he's pitting himself against Bijou, who also didn't have multiple choice, then he's still no better.
Right.
Just leave that one out there. 14 points, Dr. Jason Leong. You may well get a chance to prove yourself yet. Now, what we wanted to do originally with Smarty Pants was to open it up to the public, right? That's kind of the whole idea of it. And that will be happening a little bit later on. That's something we're planning to do. So we can give you guys some really great prizes and not just giveaways. You will actually be winning things. So, you know, listen out for more info about that. In the meantime, though, we are going to play our current leader of the leaderboard at 27 points. Terry Ong. He came in and blew everybody out of the water, right?
Really unexpected.
Very unexpected. So have a listen to this. This is, you know, 3 minutes of Terry Ong's greatness, and he's a bit of a brainiac, right?
He is.
Have a listen. Okay, so it's almost time for the quiz.
Oh, okay, I love this.
Are you about ready for this?
I'm ready.
So the idea is that you have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you possibly can.
Okay.
You don't know the answer, just say skip. All right? So it sounds a little bit like this.
Smarty pants. I see he's cringing.
I can see him cringing, yeah. Right.
I love it.
We intended to make it sound annoying, and you won't forget it. Right, so your 3 minutes start now. What is the main ingredient used in making falafel? Is it onions or chickpeas?
Chickpeas.
In which film did Leonardo DiCaprio play Jordan Belfort, who was a cheating stockbroker in New York?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Which professional golfer is known as the Big Easy? Ernie Els or Phil Mickelson?
Ernie Els.
Complete this famous movie line. Lewis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful what?
Friendship.
Ocean relates to what type of creature? Birds or reptiles?
Birds?
What is the capital of Hawaii?
Oahu.
Honolulu. Close. Which playing card is known as the Curse of Mexico? The Ten of Hearts or the Two of Spades?
The Ten of Hearts.
No. Which sport was given the nickname Whiff Waff? Basketball or table tennis?
Table tennis?
Correct. Which famous chef had a TV show called The Naked Chef?
Jimmy Oliver.
All right. Definitely not Sherson Leanne. What special day resides on February the 4th, 14th each year?
Valentine's.
Which famous artist would you think of when you hear the song Blue Suede Shoes?
Elvis.
Where in America is it illegal to mispronounce the name of the state whilst being inside the state? Minnesota or Arkansas?
Arkansas.
According to the Bible, what was the first animal to be sent out of the ark by Noah? A horse or a raven?
A raven!
Who is the longest serving captain for Manchester United? Sir Bobby Charlton or Brian Robson?
Brian Robson.
Which animation studio did the Jetsons belong to? The Cartoon Network or Hanna-Barbera?
Hanna-Barbera.
Which of these represents a movie by John Hughes? Today in Reckoning, Pretty in Pink or Some Call It Crazy?
Pretty in Pink.
Complete this famous movie line. It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the what again? The whip or the hose?
The... What?
Amarillo is Spanish for which color? Green or yellow?
Yellow.
Which vitamin is known to prevent night blindness? Vitamin A or vitamin B?
A.
Where in the world would you find LAX Airport?
Los Angeles.
Love apple is another name for what? The red pepper or a tomato?
Tomato.
Who is currently number one according to the Men's Badminton World Federation ranking? Jan Jurgensen or Chen Long?
Chen Long.
How many Oscars did the film Titanic win for all of their nominations? 11 or 13?
11.
Where did the sport kabaddi come from? Saudi Arabia or India?
Saudi Arabia.
No. In which year did food rationing begin in Britain? The 1920s or 1940s?
1940s.
The funny bone isn't actually a bone at all. True or false?
True.
In which popular literature would you find the line? It was the best of times, it was the worst of times.
A Tale of Two Cities.
Ooh. How many wings does a bee have? 4 or 6?
4.
What's the name of the short, stocky, and friendly hunter-gatherers in Star Wars?
Ewoks!
Correct. Final question. What do you call an apparatus that was used for beheading criminals during the French Revolution?
Guillotine.
Wow, there we go. Terry Ong, we're out of time. Mm-hmm. Let's get through and we'll find out how well you've done in just a couple of minutes. It's break time. Listen for these ads. It's that time of night here on BFM 89.9. Right, that's it then. Smarty Pants out of the way for the evening and for the year. That's one year's worth of Smarty Pants.
27
I know.
Points.
The amount of questions that we have written for Smarty Pants over the year has been insane. And for the first few months, just sitting and writing questions every single day took so much work, right?
Yeah. Does it mix his smarty pants as well?
No, it doesn't, because the thing is, you know, it goes in one ear and straight out of the other one.
Yeah,
now.
But sometimes you can actually remember the question and the answers.
Right, and when you see them, you're like, oh, we've already had that question.
Yeah.
Anyway, me and Adeline, we're going to be with you for another 20 minutes or so right now. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after the break. Just a few little personal messages and a little bit of a wrap-up before we say goodnight. We will be back after these messages. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night here on BFM
89.9.
My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
So 1 year ago, if you've only just joined us, we started this show 1 year on the 20th of April.
420.
We launched Smarty Pants and that time of night, and we created Beasts and Monsters. Now, we have a very small wrap-up that we want to do here. There's a whole bunch of people we need to thank for helping us out with the show. Originally, of course, David Burry and Brendan Tay for being involved with the show and helping us kick it off, get it all started.
During the beginnings.
Mm-hmm. We couldn't have done it without you guys. Really, really thanks a lot. And of course, thank you to BFM for giving us the chance to do this show, without whom we would not be on air. And thank you to Malik for taking a big risk in putting us out there. Also, have to thank David Chu for stepping in and filling in whilst I was away and whilst Adeline was away.
Yep.
Kwa Janhan, who has stepped into the studio whilst Adeline was swinging herself around London. Thank you very much for that.
Yes,
he was here in the studio with me. That was a lot of fun. Now, that's pretty much it. I've got no facts for you today. It's one of those days where
We have to thank Shankar Santharam.
Oh, Shankar Santharam.
For agreeing to be on our first show on TTON exactly a year ago.
He was our guinea pig. Shankar, you were our guinea pig. We knew what we were doing, kind of.
We knew.
But thank you very much for that. It was a great show.
Without him, well, we kicked off the first night on Monday, which is a comedy show.
Yep.
And since then, every Monday, we've been having comedians on
Correct.
Our show as
it's
well.
It's thanks to Shankar, really, that that's all kicked off. So, of course, Monday's comedians, Friday's musicians, guaranteed. Every single week here on that time of night. For everybody else that's been involved, all of the interns, I'm talking about Azizul, Garrick, and Hugo, thanks for all of your hard work. It's been a pleasure working with you. We will be moving on to our terrible twos as of tomorrow. Thanks very much, everybody, who's listened and supported us and pushed us through this last year. It's been an absolute pleasure. Let's look forward to next year, huh?
Yes, that's right. It was great. It was lovely working with you, Richard.
Oh, thank you very much. Now, go and buy me a drink. Anyway, happy birthday to us. Thank you very much for listening. This has been That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good night, all.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.